scano o denokso watne nishrade awende dao. Greetings to all of our relations right here, right now, on this Wednesday. I guess I should begin by introducing myself, Gayak Dienes, which means falling doll. I come from Geyo Gehono, the Pipe people, the Kiugas of the Haudenosaunee or Six Nations Confederacy. I'm Gunoseis Gehono, a traditional longhouse woman as well. I have come here before to tell you that I am the voice of marginalized women here globally, the ones gone before us, like the women in Vancouver's downtown east side and also Edmonton and also in Mexico. And for all women everywhere and for the ones yet unborn. I have to tell you that I sense a strong spiritual presence in this room, Watne Nishrade, right here, right now. And I believe those spirits are guiding us and also will follow us to Geneva. And I believe that they followed me back from the blockade when I came back from a blockade the other day at Six Nations. Well, I wanted to tell you that we are taking this country you call Canada to task on its shameful, deplorable human rights violations, such as gender apartheid and cultural genocide to the United Nations on Monday. And we are the women of the trenches. We will shame this government on its marketization of poor marginalized women whose lot, dignity, and lives has been under fire for a very long time. And we are not for sale. And we most certainly won't be silenced. We mean serious business here. The scurrilous, invidious, municipal, territorial, provincial, and federal levels of government has been pandering to the racist right-wing status quo for much too long. Specifically, we will be vigorously voicing our concerns about Canada's rights violations under the Covenant of Articles 2-3 on non-discrimination and equal enjoyment, Article 6, 7, and 8 on work and working conditions, Article 9 on the right to Social Security, Article 10 on protection of the family, Article 11.1 on the right to adequate housing, Article 12 on the rights to mental health, and Article 1 on the right to self-determination. So I strongly urge you to read this report as it has some testimonials in here, including my own. And under Article 2-3 on non-discrimination and equal enjoyment, we demand that the federal government and provincial and territorial governments acknowledge the connections between violence against women and social and economic exclusion. These governments must reevaluate all policies and practices in social assistance, child protection, and mental health to ensure that they reflect the worth and dignity of poor women instead of contributing to our degradation. Article 6, 7, and 8, work and working conditions. We demand that all workers in Canada, including migrant women and women receiving social assistance, be protected by all labor standards. We demand stronger mechanisms and better enforcement of these standards by governments. Under Article 9, the right to Social Security, we demand that the governments in Canada ensure that all Social Security programs are adequate, available, and accessible to all women who need them, especially women who are poor, homeless, disabled, psychiatrists, and migrants. Article 10, under protection of the family, We demand that the money spent maintaining children in state care be redirected providing supports for poor families. Poor mothers need access to adequate and affordable housing, nutritious food, respite care, and voluntary ongoing counseling. The punitive and degrading nature of the current child protection system does nothing to improve our parenting. Article 11.1, the right to adequate housing. We demand that every person in Canada have access to a home that is adequate, affordable, secure, and dignified. Governments in Canada must ensure that all forms of state-provided housing, including social housing and group homes, meet the highest standards of dignity and safety. Article 12, the right to mental health. We demand supports for independent living and programs to improve our mental and emotional well-being, such as counseling and access to traditional remedies. The most important mental health treatment is an adequate standard of living, and Article 1, the right to self-determination. We demand our right to self-determination as women and also for the First Nations people. We insist that women who are poor, homeless, and marginalized be included in the decisions that are made about our lives at every level, from the welfare office to government. Financial resources dedicated to improving poor women's lives should be placed in our hands, not used to perpetuate dependence on professionals and agencies.